Hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net for the 18th of April, 2022. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. And if you are unfamiliar with SDF, you can direct your web browser to sdf.org and learn a lot more about it. I will pause now for priority traffic or to allow you to disconnect from the reflector if you do not want to stay for the net. I am Alpha Bravo 9 Foxtrot Juliet, the net control operator today. My name is Wayne. I'm located in Urbana, Illinois, and my SDF username is JWH. This net meets every Monday at 0 hour Zulu via Echolink node 9229, the TechLink conference. And we would like to thank Michael, VE7KI, for allowing us to use this conference for our net. This is a directed net. That means that if you have something to say, give your call and wait for the net control to acknowledge you and give you the floor. This net is open to all radio amateurs and is not limited to members of the SDF Amateur Radio Club. We like to have a topic to kickstart our discussions, and this week, we were in comm, and we were discussing how you can validate a new user on comm. And one of the possibilities, you know, there's PayPal, and then there's mailing some currency. And then it occurred to me, I wonder if IRC should be a viable way of validating a new account. Now, IRC, for those who might not have ever heard of them before, stands for International Reply Coupon. They've been around for a long time, I mean, over 100 years, I think. And the basic idea is that if you want to write a letter to someone in a foreign country and you want them to be able to reply to you and you want to kind of, you know, help them along in that, you know, if you are writing to someone in your own country, you could send them a self-addressed stamped envelope because you can buy stamps for your country, right? But for a foreign country, it's difficult to buy stamps. But the IRC was a way of a universal stamp. All of the members of the Postal Union who agreed to this arrangement there would sell them and redeem them. So anyway, for hams in particular, it was a handy thing because if you wanted to send a QSL card to someone in some obscure foreign country, and you wanted to be sure that they would send a QSL card back to you, then you would include an IRC in your when you sent them a QSL. So the question this week is, have you ever used an IRC? Can you buy an RC in your country? I understand that the United States and the United Kingdom stopped selling them years ago, but other countries still sell them, and I presume there's a market for them. Right, I talked too long. So let's see, where was I? Yes, that's the question. Have you ever used an IRC? Can you still buy an IRC in your country? Have you ever tried to buy an RC from a foreign country? So anything to do with international reply coupons, that's the topic this week. So let's see, where am I in the script here? So, you know, I can take several rounds of check-ins. Let me just check the dashboard here. Oh, I see a couple of new stations have dropped in. So I see PY2BIL, I see KC3LYZ, AB3KC, N4RNW, and KD9NDJ. And I also see the NB0X DMR All-Star Gateway, so there might be some stations out there who would like to check in with us. And so all you people who just heard your call sign, you don't need to do anything. You're on my list, and I'll call on you in turn. Anybody who is listening and did not hear their call sign, though, you need to come forward now and give your call sign so that I can add you to my list. Okay, nothing heard from the gateway, so I'll start going down my list, starting with PY2BIL.
Hi, everybody. This is PY2BIL, Guillermo out of São Paulo in Brazil. My SDF username is G Canary. So IRCs, Wayne, yes, I used to buy them. I used them a few times. I never checked if they have actually been used to email me back USL cards. But then slowly actual physical QSL cards slowed down. My radio activity, my DX activity also slowed down, so that's a combination of them. So I haven't bought them again. And I see more and more, even on QSZ, you see it, right? No IRCs, please. Seems to be still valid IRCs on sale in Brazil, right? So you can buy them. But people prefer what they say, quote-unquote, green stamps. Right, so dollar bills, U.S. dollar bills, two, I believe, is the current most common request. So that's what a few of us use. But as I mentioned, DX has slowed down quite a bit on my end with physical QSL cards too. So I rather use the bureau. We have a bureau here in Brazil. So I send that through the bureau, right? Usually that's what I do. It doesn't cost me a penny. And just the membership to my local radio club. I'll break. So that's what we have around IRCs, right? And you mentioned if somebody has bought foreign IRCs. So I'm not sure what your question there was, but I guess you can only buy your local IRCs, right? They're redeemed by the other country, right? But you already mentioned the U.S., the U.K., and several other countries don't recognize them anymore, so they sort of lost the reason for existence, right, which was sort of a universal stamp that anybody could go to the post office and say, give me the international equivalent of this so that I can send this overseas. Anyways, it's part of the postal history that's probably going fading away, but that's the way things are these days. So that's all with my little rant. So back to you, AB9FJ. This is PY2BIL.
Okay, thank you, Guillermo. And yes, I was going to mention green stamps. It's just kind of the replacement. That they are perhaps a bit more flexible. On the other hand, they're also a little bit more subject to theft. If you have people who are stealing your mail looking for green stamps, now, my understanding is that the United States and the United Kingdom, they no longer sell IRCs. But if you have an IRC that had been sent to you from somebody years ago, you can still redeem them. So they're not completely gone from US and UK, which made me think that if I wanted an IRC to send with a QSL card somewhere, I might, I could go online perhaps and buy, say, a Brazilian IRC or a French IRC or an IRC from some country that is still selling them. So that's kind of one of the things that I was hoping to hear about here, if there is such a trade in these little documents there. So anyway, let's see. Next on my list here is KC3LYZ.
This is KC3LYZ. Bob in Philadelphia. SDS username Robert R. Yeah, everything's going okay with the laptop that just came in and got Windows 11 on it. With the IRCs, I used to use them back in the day when I was doing a lot of shortwave QSLs in the 70s and 80s, but I haven't lately. I think if I do send QSLs now, it'd probably be the log on the web version. It's a little bit easier to work with. Back to now.
Yes, that's probably a topic for a whole other net there, is the electronic logbooks that are available these days so that you don't need to use the postal system to send a QSL. So anyway, thank you, Robert. Next on my list here is KD9NDJ.
KD9NDJ here. First of all, I want to find out if you're hearing me.
Yes, I hear you.
Groovy. I had never heard of an IRC before you mentioned it. I'm over here frantically Googling them. But the QSL card thing I think is charming and quaint and also kind of historical. My wife, KD9OVW, got a QSL card from KC5SAM, and I was green with jealousy. And I'm not sure I ever found one that my dad got back in the day. Maybe. I don't know. They're still going through his papers. In any case, I don't see where you would even get one of these IRCs. I see that there's a website called the the Universal Postal Union, and that's in Switzerland somewhere, and that looks pretty interesting. And they talk about the history of these things, but I don't think we can buy them anymore here. As you say, you'd have to get one from a foreign country. That seems very awkward when you can just, you know, use the Internet.
Right. Yes, it's the UPU. That's the like the ITU of postal systems. All right, and then they came up with this concept a long time ago. I think like 1904, something like that. They started doing these things. So, it was a thing back in the day when QSL cards were really important. So, anyway, congratulations on the QSL card that the missus got there. That's pretty cool. Maybe someday somebody will send you a QSL card. Anyway, let's see. Who's next on my list here? How about AP3KC? Colin.
Hello, this is Collins, Alpha Bravo 3 Kilo Charlie. And on SBF, my username is Dirty Rig. Good to hear everybody on tonight. I'm a little bit off kilter. About 30 minutes before this started, we did have a fox in the yard, and he was trying to rip out all the feathers from my rooster. So this is a thing, and so I ran after both of them and yelled really loud, and the fox didn't like that and ran away, so the rooster's still here with us. I guess those feathers, they really do protect him pretty good. That rooster is strong, too. Anyway, so glad we were able to scare the fox off, and everybody's locked up in the coop and safe. So one of those things. As far as IRCs go, I don't have any experience. I'm not very good at QSLing in general, and I don't know. I like the idea of doing the paper version, but the problem is I keep moving. And the last time I had QSL cards that were paper, that was when I was in Maryland, but then we picked up and moved, and I just can't keep up with it. So on that note, though, I am using the mail. I'll be using the mail tomorrow, and I addressed my envelope with a mechanical typewriter that's probably 50 or 60 years old, and that's my taxes, federal income taxes, going out in the mail tomorrow. Nothing to do with ham radio, but it does have a stamp. This upcoming week is You know, one thing of interest, maybe, and I'll just ID and unkey, AB3KC. Okay, I'm back. So this is AB3KC. We had a surplus auction that happens, I don't know, it's like every 6 weeks, I feel like our local government does surplus auctions. The motorcycles were a real big hit, but nobody wanted the network switches. So I picked up 8 network switches, commercial 48-port network switches for $125, and I get to pick them up tomorrow. So I'm excited about that. I don't need 8. I'm going to send one to my brother, and I don't know what to do with the rest of them, but I do really want one or two of them. So anyway, that'll be fun. I guess I'll be playing with network switches this week. So with that, Wayne, I think I've rattled on enough, and I'm glad to be here. Good to hear everybody tonight. Hope everybody has a great week. 73, AB9FJ from AB3KC.
All right. Well, that sounds pretty cool, Collins. I wish my local government had auctions like that more often. They did have one or two in the past, and they get rid of bicycles every so often. Abandoned bicycles, stolen bicycles that they couldn't identify the proper owner. So every now and then they have a thing to get rid of those. But probably take those to a ham fest. You might be able to get some money for them. Let's see, who's next on my list here? N4RNW? Ah, no, I see N4RNW has dropped off of the dashboard here, so perhaps some difficulty there. We'll look for him to come back. So I don't see any new call signs show up, so let me once again call for anyone on the NB0X DMR All-Star Gateway. Anyone out there who would like to check in to the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net, please call now. Okay, nothing heard there. So are there any rechecks from stations who have already checked in?
PY2BIL recheck.
Go ahead, Guillermo.
Thanks, Wayne. I just was looking up the RRCs locally because you said maybe I can buy them in Brazil. You actually can, right? So if you get through the online shopping store they have there, you can buy them for about, I just made the $276 each, right? And they're valid till December 2025. So feel free to buy them in bulk, right? And then let them mail them internationally to you. Anyways, the possibility still exists. So, never mind. So that's about it. And I believe that sending green stamps is actually illegal in most countries. I don't think they allow us to send cash, right? But anyways, I guess everybody just said, well, it's $2, right? So whatever. And nobody checks that. If it gets stolen, your QSL card is worth more than the $2 that are with them. Anyways, but that's the state of the union here with the QSLs and the green stamps. So back to you, Wayne. This is PY2BIL.
Okay, thank you for the report from Brazil there, Guillermo. So it's good to know if you really need some, there are places where you can still buy them online today. And yeah, I can understand why governments would want to discourage people mailing currency around. For one thing, they probably have their own mechanism that they would prefer people use for foreign exchange transactions because they can tax it, whereas people sending currency around avoids that. But there's also the angle that if a lot of people are sending cash in envelopes, then that means that potential thieves have a target, and it's probably a good idea to discourage tampering with the mail for whatever reason there. Yeah. I heard a little thump there from the computer. I don't see an error message, so I don't know what that was about. But anyway, oh, wait a minute. I see VK2DY here. Robert from Sydney has joined us here. Let me reset the reflector. Robert, the topic this week is IRCs, International Reply Coupons. And the question is, have you used them in the past? Can you still buy them in your country? Any other thoughts about these pieces of paper that you can buy that can then be used to... typically, if you were sending a QSL card to an obscure country, you know, a very valuable DX contact, and you wanted to be sure to get a QSL card in return, you would send one of these IRCs along with your QSL card to make sure that the receiving ham would have an easy opportunity to send you a QSL card in return. So anyway, that's kind of what we've been talking about today, and you're the only new station on my dashboard here, so VK2DY, it's all yours.
Yes, good morning. This is Robert, Victor Kilo 2, Delta Yankee in Kellyville Ridge, New South Wales, but all part of the urban sprawl that is Sydney. 20.4 degrees Celsius, sun is shining, sky is blue. It's only coming up on 10:30 here, so we're going to get really nice warm weather all 4 days of the holiday weekend. I'm sort of glad that I'm not out traveling today because Easter Monday is always the busiest travel day of the year. Everything is packed, and it's good to be home, especially since the airlines haven't even gotten back up to even 50% yet, so everything is crazy here. But at any rate, it is what it is. I've used international reply coupons in the past, but more recently, I assume they're still available. I have not bought one in years, to tell you the truth. Most QSLs nowadays are electronic, so I assume Australia Post still sells them. But I don't think I've sent a physical card in a long, long time. So sorry I can't say one for 100% sure, but yeah, it used to be very common. VK2DY, back to net.
Okay, thank you, Robert. Yeah, I think I mentioned that the U.S. and U.K. have both stopped selling IRCs because there were just so little demand for them. Many post offices reported that they only sold like one per year, and so they kind of, you know, wrapped it up and said, we're done with it. But I think other countries, Guillermo reported that it looks like Brazil is still selling them. So, and there may be other countries there. So anyway, and we discussed also how green stamps have been kind of replacing IRCs. So, let's see if any new call signs have popped up here. No, so I think I'm caught up with everybody. If there's any rechecks or anybody from the DMR land wants to check in, please call now.
Recheck, AB3KC.
Go ahead, Carlos.
All right. What was I going to say? goodness. Oh, yeah. I was going to just see if, I don't know if it would be okay to do a test in preps for next week on the VoIP setup here with the last half of this hour-long session, so I guess we can talk about this offline, but anyway, somewhat related to the net business, but yeah, I was thinking about connecting, just double-checking my VoIP phone works on this system. 89FJ, AB3KC.
Did you leave me some voicemail on the SDF VoIP voicemail system? I have not listened to it yet.
Yeah, it's probably as good quality content as my check-in here and now. No, I did. I got your voicemail and stumbled through half of a sentence before I disconnected. I think that there was some alarm, and I thought that the recording stopped. But my only other comment for the net is the IRC, obviously, that acronym is obviously kind of confusing with Internet Relay Chat, which is what maybe is more prevalent than international relay coupons. But that tripped me up a little bit. I guess I will clear now. AB2KC.
For sure. An overloaded operator, yeah. Just to let everyone else in on the thing here, Collins and I have been talking about him doing the net next week. So that's kind of why we're talking here. So I don't see any new call signs joining us here on the Echolink dashboard. So it's about time to do a final call for check-in. Oh, where's my darn script here? We're about a half an hour into the net, which is a fairly average length net, which is good. So are there any – oh, wait a minute. What have we got here? In Australia, the IRCs run about $3 U.S. or $4.15 Australian. So that's good to know. Brazil and Australia will still sell them. All right. So final call for rechecks or new check-in. Okay, this concludes this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net at 0032 Zulu. If you would like to continue the conversation, I think there's still an after-net in the SDF DMR talk group, number 31650, if you're into that kind of thing. Or you can look for us in COM on SDF in Anon Radio. So this is Net Control Station AB9FJ saying 73 for now.